Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
God created human beings with a need for acceptance. And every human being likes to feel accepted. It is important for your emotional well-being. So I want you to know that nothing breaks the heart of a person. Nothing breaks the feelings or emotions of a person than not being accepted or being rejected in society. Being rejected in the family of mankind. The problem of emotion actually came. The problem of humans about our emotion, our emotional problems, actually was heightened by the coming of the Lord Jesus. In the book of Luke chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 32, rather 35, that a sword was going to pierce through the heart of Mary. Mary, the name Mary, the etymology of that name is actually talking about bitter. Mary means like bitter, a bitter person. It's Mara in the Hebrew. You know Mara, when Naomi said he should be called Mara or bitter. The Greek version is Mary. It means bitterness. It has to do with emotional issues. So a sword was going to pierce through the heart of Mary. So that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. When a sword goes through somebody's heart, the person gets a broken heart. And the Bible says that when Mary gets the broken heart with the coming of the Lord Jesus, the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. In other words, the brokenness of heart that Mary was going to get was to reveal that many human beings are brokenhearted. So Jesus Christ brought to the fore the human need for acceptance and not brokenness or rejection. Of the peoples of the world, I believe that dark-skinned people are people who are very broken-hearted. They are a rejected people. The specific history of all dark-skinned people, has been one of rejection right from our father Ham. You know, Noah had three children. Ham, Shem, and Japhet. Ham is the father of all dark-skinned people in the world. This ham suffered a major rejection because the father blessed his sibling and then cursed one of his children and ignored him. So Noah blessed Shem. And he ignored Ham.
Ham went fino.
And blessed Japheth. Ham was not blessed.
Ham
was not cursed. Ham was simply rejected. Ham was simply not accepted. He was ignored. He was despised. As if he did not belong to the family of humans that came from the three children of Noah. I want you to just imagine how Ham felt for being ignored, for being rejected. I believe that this spirit has traveled through the children of Ham. Because spirits, they are so old that they don't know boundaries, time boundaries. They just move on. The other thing you must understand about dark skinned people and the history of rejection is that if you look at the demographics of the world, dark skinned people are the minority. Of the seven or so continents of the world, there is only one continent that is the original home of all dark skinned people. Six of them belong to other people, the original homes of other people who are light skinned or white, if you like. So everywhere, especially in the diaspora of black people, outside of the continent of Africa, black people are the minority everywhere. If you put the whole world together, black people are still the minority. If you classify the rest of humanity as light-skinned or white. Ladies and gentlemen, this geography, it presents something to the mind of dark-skinned people. Because everywhere you go in the world, you will see that you are very few. Of all the continents of the world, travel and see, you see that you are always few. And this thing has a way of subliminally affecting the acceptance of dark skinned people.
Where you are, dear, a kutia yadjuni wa baby bia ube kobia uye bibini biano, a yadin say a bejiwatu.
The worst part is that the spirit of rejection has made dark skinned people reject one another.
Nasa susumna, ema e omo ede epu ebi before no. Aba yemua ma yasu ya pu ya hun ya huse bi before.
And they always prefer other people other than their kind.
Na deni na ye pese, ye benya bruni kitu ebi ponu abedi yasu, sinse ye bema yankasa ya hukai.
It's a sad commentary, ladies and gentlemen. Because you go to the Middle East and you see that the people prefer themselves, they like themselves.
Who come Middle East? What? Who say, oh, I'm a power, I'm a handsome, I'm a power, I'm a handsome.
You go to Europe, you see that the people like themselves. Except us. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that the history of dark-skinned people has an indirect way of affecting the way they accept themselves and the way they accept one
another.
So we have been rejected historically from the world of normalcy. It's as if when you are dancing, you are not normal. Or you should not be normal. We have suffered rejection from the world of science. We have suffered rejection from the world of the rich and the famous. If they list the richest people in the world, you will see when a dark-skinned person will feature. The latest Forbes rating has now put Bill Gates on top of Jeff, the Amazon boss. You see the list and you wonder, where is the black man? It looks like when the rich are getting together, no dark-skinned person can appear there. We have suffered rejection from the world of the intelligent. Even from the world of successful ministry. Christian ministry. You can list them and you will see that for successful ministries, you can talk about the that. You see that black ministries are very difficult to find and count. For some people, rejection is the root of their desire to travel abroad. Moving away from the home continent. Some people, it is because of rejection that they want to look like a white person and speak like a white person. Up to today, on our continent, people are bleaching themselves, getting themselves light. If you are very familiar with what is going on in the world, checking social media, you will see that it is something that is so real that for people to be successful and to be able to thrive in their world, they want to lighten their skins. People like to dress Caucasian. They dress like light-skinned people. That is our picture of how to be accepted. Wherever I go, I cannot dress the way that my tradition tells me to dress. The system has been structured like that. From the educational system, right from crèche to the university level, you subject yourself to the system, and that is how you come out, because you all belong to that mode. So people like to dress and eat like white people. When you are eating like a traditional African, you despise it. I don't even mean the means of eating. I'm talking about the food. Yeah, we like to eat what the white man eats. The sad part is that most of those things that we like to use, they are not grown over here. They are not manufactured over here. But that is where our taste is. It's not just a problem of Ghana. Dark skinned people everywhere.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And when we are consuming things that are produced outside of our nation and our currency is deteriorating, we have our own way of blaming people. Because we want to be accepted. Because we want to be counted. Because we are coming from a place of rejection. So we like to reject what belongs to this continent at the least provocation. At the least provocation, we condemn everything that is made on this continent. Ladies and gentlemen, the pastor is not trying to say that if you travel abroad or if you eat something that a white man eats, you have sinned. That's not what he's saying. I want to point out to us that behind some of our preconceived ideas from our subconsciousness that we are not aware of why we lean towards the white man, behind it may be the spirit of rejection and your desperation to be accepted in the world of humans. Rejection is of the devil. Because it affects people's attitude in a very big way that they are not aware of. Rejection makes people passive in life. Passive means that they don't care what happens to them. A passive person, you can sing to the person will not smile or dance. You can mourn to the person will not cry. He has a blank demeanor. You can't know whether he is excited or he is not. Rejection. It makes people shun or hate good things. When good things are coming the way of people who suffer from rejection, they push it away from them. Sometimes they feel it is too good for you to come close to me. It is too good. It cannot be my experience. I cannot do it. This is somebody who is brokenhearted. He has been disappointed by the blast king. He has been disappointed by life. Dark skinned people have so disappointed him that when he thinks about anything good coming to dark skinned people, it becomes like a joke. Rejection makes a person suicidal in life. It makes people care less about themselves. They don't have any value for themselves. When people die, it is nothing. So it's only 50 people. My ladies and gentlemen, even one single soul, whether it's a Jewish soul or an American soul or an African soul, matters before God. Rejection makes people perform to be accepted only by mankind. Their aim is mankind. Because he himself, he doesn't accept himself, and other people don't accept him. So all that he does is aim at getting somebody to look at him or her. In the course of it, they lose their creativity. And they become copycats. Mimickers. Because the other person has done it, that person got an applause, so he must do the same thing for him to get an applause. And his self-creativity, what God has put inside of him, is minimized, because he says this is how it is done for the thing to move on.
Wow.
All such people who are suffering rejection, the healing of Jesus is coming your way.
Amen.
Rejection makes people treat each other without respect. It makes people fail to take risk. It makes a person limit himself. He thinks in a limited way. Rejection makes people hate the success of other people. It makes people have satisfaction only in attacking others. If some of these things I'm talking about, you find those tendencies in you, maybe the root of your behavior, the root of your attitude, the root of your copying and lack of creativity, lack of originality, the root of it may be the spirit of rejection that has run throughout all our histories. Rejection makes people open up to bad news. It makes people shoulder every bad thing that comes as what they deserve. They are always inward looking, because they are emotionally broken inside. Life has disappointed them. What else can they do than just accept whatever thing that comes their way? He said, oh, okay, it's okay, it can come to Africa, fine, to a black person, that's okay, it's not strange at all. I mean, we should have these things. Ladies and gentlemen, rejection, that emotional condition that a person may have, is an invitation to other limiting spirits. Spirits like laziness. It assails people who suffer rejection. Attitudes like greed. Greed, where you want to take everything for yourself and nobody gets anything. You take all the glory, every other person can go somewhere, can starve. It may be because fundamentally you have rejection sitting somewhere in your emotions. Even sexual perversions is as a result of, can be the result of rejection. Dysfunctional lifestyle, where you are crime prone, you want to commit crime, and when you commit crime and there is trouble, then it's like normal to you. The root may be the fact that you don't accept yourself and you are suffering rejection. Rejection is deadly. That is why Jesus said that when I come, by the coming of Jesus, I am going to reveal what is in the heart. The thoughts of the hearts of many is going to be revealed. Because I need to heal them. Whether it is an individual or a people group, Jesus has to minister to them. Because rejection is deadly. It makes people suspicious of other people. It makes people unable to receive love. It makes people fatalistic and defeatist in their attitudes. It makes people so negative. The first thought is a negative thought. Always the glass is half empty. Because there is a fundamental problem with the person's emotion. He has to be healed.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.